back to Live from Studio 5 on AMI Audio. Mike Ross and Joey DeGupta, your hosts here today. Great to be working with you, and I hope you folks out there are enjoying the program and that you're learning things. And if you are, I would love to hear from you on my Twitter account, at AMI Rossi, at AMI Rossi, with a Y on the end. We always wrap up our show by sharing what we've learned on the program, and I'd love to know if you've learned anything. So let me know via Twitter, at AMI Rossi. February is Retinitis Pigmentosa Month, and we came across a blog called Double Vision, written by identical twins Joy and Janelle Thomas, and an entry titled, Eight Things I Wish People Knew About Going Blind from a Degenerative Eye Condition. And it was a fantastic read, very informative, and the website was, it just blew me away. Joy Thomas joins us via Skype from Chicago this morning. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
Great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So, Joy, it's incredible to have you on the program. You're a blogger, you're a mom. You're someone living with a visual impairment, someone I can really relate to, aside from the fact that I don't have kids of my own. Tell me, what has being a parent, besides providing material for the blog, would you say that being a parent has inspired you to blog and share your experiences?
Yeah, definitely. I think that my wanting just to be strong for your kids and wanting to just model to your kids that you don't run away from things, that you don't hide, that you face your challenges. I really wanted to show that to my kids. And so writing about them and writing about my life and showing them that that it's fine to be open about blindness is something that my kids have really helped me with.
Yeah, it was something that I saw on a video that I watched last night where you talked about the fact that the biggest fight you were involved with was not fighting fear of blindness. It was not fighting any fear of pain or adapting to it, but rather you felt shame with your condition. And I wonder if with your kids, what was the that sort of aha moment for your kids understanding the condition that you had, and whether or not that enabled you to get past that shame?
Interesting question. My kids, it's funny, I feel like they're still, it's kind of a process, they're still learning about retinitis pigmentosa and what it is. I think the beginning of the school year, my fourth grader told me that she told her class as one of the interesting things about her that her mom is half blind. And I thought that was funny. And I said, oh, what do you think that means, half blind? She's like, well, you're blind in one eye. I'm like, oh, well, that's not exactly what it is, honey. It's called, legally blind. And I'm trying to explain to her what I can see and showing her. So, but in her mind, she's still like, no, you're half blind, I think that the kids have really, they're teaching me how to be more clear about what I can and can't see, because it is hard to explain and hard to understand. And that's part of why I wrote The Eight Things I Wish People Knew, because for so long I had trouble putting into words what I was experiencing. And for so long, like you mentioned, I did try to just hide it. And I had a lot of shame around having a disability and around going blind. And it wasn't until I started talking about it and sharing it and putting it into words that it really started to, the shame started to lessen.
On the blog, you try and describe to people what you see, how you see. And one of the quotes that you shared, which you say describes your vision in a nutshell, RP is seeing a piece of paper on the floor across the room and then tripping over an elephant on the way to pick it up. That really put it in perspective for me. So maybe if you could just describe to people what the condition entails and how it's affected your vision and how much you can or cannot see.
Sure. So basically, retinitis pigmentosa is a condition given, a name given to a bunch of retinal diseases that that caused just a slow progression of loss of peripheral vision, but eventually entering into your central vision. So it's kind of like a closing in. Some people call it tunnel vision, but to me it feels more like a puzzle, because there's like these missing pieces, and your mind kind of does this amazing thing where it fills in, it compensates and fills in a complete picture. So you think you're seeing, you know, a whole sidewalk because your brain has memory of a sidewalk. But when I'm walking, all of a sudden there's a small child beneath me, or a dog, or a pole, and I run right into it because, you know, if you're not using a cane or dog, because those things are out of my peripheral vision, and it's just so narrow. Most people have 180 degrees of peripheral vision. I have 4. So there's just a lot of missing pieces.
And I guess just to shift gears a little bit, you are one of two identical twins. Your twin sister also has the same condition. Would you say that's been a coincidence? Has that made it easier for you to deal with the vision loss and to come to terms with it, having a sister in the same boat?
Yeah, great question. Recently, it has. In growing up, though, it almost made it, we were like embarrassed of each other. We never talked about it with each other. We never talked about it in my family. We were very secretive. We would always just kind of make up stories about why we would run into things, or why we couldn't play sports well, things like that, in front of friends and people we would meet, just because we were really embarrassed of each other. And I mean, I would see her trip or run into things, or looking lost when somebody tried to greet her or shake her hand. And I would think, oh, that's how I look. And it would just give this kind of cringing feeling. And the same was true for her. And so it was almost like this double shame. But then when my sister had the idea to start the blog together 4 years ago, that's when we really started bonding over it and sharing all the stories we share on our blog. We of course share with each other first and make sure we really kind of process those, and we're not just putting out stuff that's really raw. We're learning and growing together. So yeah, now she is like my comrade in dealing with retinitis pigmentosa.
It's live from Studio 5 on AMI Audio. Mike Ross and Juita Gupta in conversation with Joy Thomas, who is one half of the authors who put together the Double Vision blog, dealing with the condition of retinitis pigmentosa. It's Retinitis Pigmentosa Month in February, and Joy is joining us via Skype in Chicago. You know, identical twins share so many features, and in your case, you guys have had a 25% chance of you know, developing the genetic predisposed RP. I wonder though, has the degeneration happened in both of you at the same rate? Is there a way that you guys can have that measure, or have been able to share that experience? How do they measure the degeneration?
So every year I go to my ophthalmologist in Chicago, and now my sister lives 2,000 miles away in Washington State, and so she'll go to Seattle for appointments. She doesn't go quite as often just because it's not very close for her and there's not the clinic, but I go to the doctor that we grew up seeing. So yeah, they give charts and paperwork and stuff like that. So there's, you know, the official numbers, which is how we can tell the degrees. But when it comes down to like acuity, like one of my eyes is like 20/200, I think, my worst eye, and hers is maybe only 20/80 in her worst eye. So I think it's slightly different, but I think that mine has always been maybe slightly worse. And so in general, it's been at the same rate. And but the way that we mostly can tell is just by everyday things. Hey, can you still, you know, read a large print book? Can you still, like, what are the things you have trouble with? And in general, it seems like we both are starting to have trouble with the same things, or have struggled with the same things, as our eyes have kind of just slowly, gradually been degenerating.
Now, one of the features on the blog is an injection of humor, and I was listening to some of the reading some of the entries and listening to some of the audio on the website last night, and the one that sort of caught our attention, because I know that Joita was reading it as well, was about the thank you cards that you wrote from the
My
blind.
Sister did that, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about, just give me a little bit of a setup as to why thank you cards from you guys and the influence your mom had there.
My mom, she was insistent on us writing thank you notes. I don't know, is that an American thing or a Canadian thing? I don't know.
Oh, some would say it's a very Canadian thing,
yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. So, yeah, I mean, we got even tiny little present, anything, you know, you write a thank you note immediately, and she just instilled that in us. And now, of course, we make our kids do the same thing that they complain about, and we're like, well, if you still want to get presents, then you're still going to write thank you notes. So, yeah, it's just something that that we kind of joke about now. So I thought it was so funny when my sister wrote that post, kind of modeled after the Jimmy Fallon thank you notes.
So let's take a listen here to one of the thank you notes being read. This was the thank you note that was posted on your website. Have a listen.
Thank you, dishwasher, for always being wide open when I'm plowing through the kitchen. I love how you announce your presence by pushing abruptly into my shins. Yours truly, Bruised Blind Lady.
Now, do you personally recognize yourself in that situation? Is that something that you've encountered?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everyone in my household knows to leave the dishwasher closed. And it's funny, yeah, I know where the dishwasher is in my house, but you know, when you're running around, you don't always think to look down or that something's going to be open. I mean, I've smacked into doors that if they're halfway open, if there's drawers, anything that's like not normally open, not normally ajar, is something that I can find myself being injured by at home.
Joy, you get tremendous response on the website. Clearly, a lot of people are benefiting from it. And I would love to just say right here and now, we'd love to have you back on the show and talk with us more and interact with our audience a little bit as well. I invite them to check out the doublevisionblog.com. It's a great read. I think you're doing great things. And thanks very much for bringing RP Month to our attention. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's fun.